All right, everyone get ready, because today we're going on an adventure.
An e-bike adventure.
That's right, an e-bike adventure along the Oregon coast.
The whole Oregon coast.
We're talking the Oregon coast bike route.
The OCBR.
Exact.
370 miles of it.
Whoa, 370 miles. That's a lot of miles.
It is a lot, but luckily e-bikes make those miles way more manageable.
So you're telling me I can actually enjoy the scenery.
You got it.
And not just be wiped out the whole time.
Exactly. And there is some incredible scenery along the OCBR.
Okay, well, hold on. I have so many questions.
Okay, shoot.
First of all, is the whole thing paved or are we talking mountain biking here?
So it's mostly paved. Perfect for e-bikes.
Perfect.
But there are some sections, you know, you'll have to be aware of traffic.
Traffic, okay.
And believe it or not, you know, even though it's the coast, there are some serious hills involved.
Wait, hills. I always kind of picture the Oregon coast pretty flat.
Yeah, that's a common misconception.
Okay.
You know, while the OCBR has stretches of flat riding,
right,
there are definitely some climbs.
Right.
But the good news is those hills often lead to stunning overlooks,
yeah,
where you can really take in the beauty of the coastline.
All right. I'm intrigued, I have to admit.
Good.
But before we get lost in the scenery, let's talk logistics a little bit.
Sure.
Highway 101, that's what we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that mean sharing the road with cars and trucks?
Yeah, you'll be sharing the road with vehicles, including logging trucks and tourists.
Tourists, oh boy.
Tourists.
So being extra cautious.
Yes.
Especially around those blind curves is going to be key.
Absolutely.
What about the shoulder, though? Is there enough space for a cyclist to feel safe?
So the shoulder width, it varies. It averages around 3 feet.
Okay.
Not the most generous.
Yeah, 3 feet, that's not a lot.
No, especially on some of the older, narrower bridges.
Oh, gosh.
You know, speaking from experience,
yeah.
I did a 60-mile stretch of the OCBR.
60 miles.
60 miles. And there were definitely some white-knuckle moments on those bridges.
Now, hold on a minute. You said 60 miles. That sounds like a serious ride.
It was.
Especially with hills.
It was, but the scenery makes it all worthwhile. Oh. And don't forget the wildlife.
Oh, right. Wildlife.
You might encounter, you know, wild turkeys.
Wild turkeys on a bike ride.
Wild turkeys, elk.
Oh.
Even beavers.
That's amazing.
Right.
All right. You're really selling this wildlife sightings from a bike. That's a new one for me.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there are some pretty epic places to stop and rest along the way too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You'll find plenty of coastal towns with restaurants and cafes.
Perfect.
Convenience stores for quick snacks, parks for stretching your legs.
Yeah.
Plus, if you're feeling adventurous, there are hiker biker campsites.
Oh, cool.
At many state parks.
Nice.
For just a few dollars a night.
Campsites, coastal town snacks. This is starting to sound like a foodie's dream ride.
And don't forget the craft breweries.
Oh, yes, of course. Oregon is known for its craft brewery scene?
Yes!
So I'm assuming we encounter some along the way.
You'll find numerous breweries dotted along the OCBR.
Fantastic.
Our refreshing IPA after a long day of riding.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty fantastic way to end the day.
Okay, you had me at craft breweries.
Right.
But before we get too carried away with all the fun stuff, let's talk about maybe the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Tsunami warnings.
You're right. That's something to be aware of along the Oregon coast.
For sure.
You'll see signs indicating tsunami evacuation routes.
Right.
And it's important to know what to do in case of an emergency.
Absolutely.
The Oregon coast has a history of tsunamis.
Right.
21 recorded in the past 170 years.
Wow. Yeah. So safety first.
Yeah.
But let's get back to those e-biking thrills.
Okay.
I hear there are some tunnels on this route.
Yes.
That are not for the faint of heart.
Yes. The tunnels.
Okay.
Specifically the Arch Cape and Cape Creek tunnels.
Okay.
These are the longest and narrowest on the route.
Oh, boy.
And they definitely add a bit of adrenaline to the ride.
Okay. All ears, spill the details on these tunnels.
Let me tell you about my experience with the Arch Cape tunnel.
Okay.
Picture this. You're already tired from the climb. Your legs are burning.
Yeah.
And then you see this dark tunnel ahead.
Oh, boy.
It's narrow with barely enough room for a car.
Oh, no.
Let alone a bike.
Oh.
There's a narrow sidewalk.
Okay.
But it's not very comforting when a semi-truck comes barreling through.
That sounds pretty nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Is the Cape Creek tunnel any better?
Actually, it's even narrower.
What?
With no sidewalk at all.
Oh, my gosh.
And to make things even more interesting.
Please tell me it gets better.
It's near the Oregon Dunes National Recreation Area.
Okay.
So you've got lots of traffic.
Oh, God.
Including big trucks hauling ATVs.
Yikes. Sounds like timing is everything when it comes to navigating those tunnels.
Yes.
But hey, maybe all that adrenaline is worth it for the historical richness you mentioned earlier.
Speaking of history,
Yeah.
the Oregon coast is brimming with it.
Okay, tell me more.
Fort Stevens, for example, is a former military base built to protect the mouth of the Columbia River.
Wow.
It's a fascinating place to explore.
I'm picturing old bunkers, cannons,
Yeah.
maybe even some ghost stories.
You'll find Battery Russell,
Okay.
which housed massive cannons, World War II Jeep displays,
Wow.
and even the wreck of the Peter Iredale,
What?
a ship that ran aground over a century ago.
Oh my
It's
gosh.
a fascinating glimpse into the past.
Wow. Okay. So we've got tunnels, tsunamis, shipwrecks.
Yeah.
Sounds like this bike route has it all.
It does.
But I know what people really come to the Oregon coast for.
Okay, what's that?
Those breathtaking ocean views.
And you won't be disappointed.
Good.
Imagine cycling along,
Yeah.
and suddenly the landscape opens up to reveal the vast Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
Vibrant shades of blue, crashing waves, rugged cliffs.
It's beautiful.
It's a sight that will take your breath away.
I can practically smell the salty air and hear the seagulls. And
Yes.
those scenic overlooks you mentioned earlier,
Yes.
those are probably prime spots for soaking in the views.
Absolutely. There are numerous overlooks along the OCBR where you can stretch your legs and just marvel at the beauty of the coastline.
Amazing.
And speaking of iconic sites,
Yeah.
we can't forget the
Oh,
lighthouses.
yeah, the lighthouses. Tell me more about those.
There are 11 historical lighthouses dotting the Oregon coast,
11.
each with its own unique charm and story.
Wow.
You've got the Cape Mears Lighthouse, the shortest of the bunch,
Okay.
standing at a charming 38 feet.
Hughes?
Then there's the Yukina Head Lighthouse,
Okay.
towering at 93 feet.
Wow, that's a big difference.
And for those seeking a challenge, there's the Tillamook Rock Lighthouse,
Okay.
situated on a rock a whole mile
A
offshore.
lighthouse on a rock a mile offshore, now that's dedication to a good view.
It is.
But let's be realistic. We're talking about the Oregon coast.
Yeah.
It rains a lot.
It does.
So when's the best time to actually tackle this e-biking adventure?
If you're looking for the driest months, July and August are your best bet.
Okay, makes sense. Peak summer.
However, that's also peak tourist season, so
Yeah.
expect crowds.
Right.
If you want a balance of good weather and fewer crowds,
Yeah.
I'd recommend September.
September. Okay.
After Labor Day,
Yeah.
the weather is generally dry and pleasant, and the traffic dies down considerably.
All right, September it is.
Okay.
Less traffic. Beautiful early fall colors.
Yes.
Sounds like a plan. But before we get carried away with planning our dream e-bike trip, I think we need a quick break to recharge our own batteries.
Sounds like a good idea. We'll be back in a flash with more insights and stories from the Oregon Coast bike route.
All right, sounds good.
Welcome back. You know, before the break, we were talking about all these amazing lighthouses.
Yeah, those lighthouses.
You mentioned the Tillamook Rock Lighthouse.
Yeah, the one perched on a rock a mile offshore.
A mile offshore.
Just sounds incredibly isolated.
It is.
Yeah.
They call it Terrible Tilly for a reason. Yeah, the conditions out there are brutal. Constant wind waves crashing against the rock.
Wow.
Just imagine the challenge of building it back in the late 1800s.
Yeah.
Transporting materials, battling the elements.
Yeah.
It's a marvel of engineering.
It really is. That puts those challenging hills and tunnels into perspective.
Yeah.
Speaking of challenges,
Okay.
I wanted to go back to the tunnels for a moment.
Sure.
You mentioned they were pretty intense, especially for cyclists.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I remember cycling through the Arch Cape Tunnel, feeling the pressure of those massive logging trucks behind me,
Oh, gosh.
the roar of their engines echoing through the tunnel.
Yeah.
It definitely gets your heart racing.
I bet it makes you wonder about the history of those tunnels. How do they even carve those out of the rock?
You know, it's a testament to human ingenuity and determination.
Yeah.
Many of these tunnels were built in the early 20th century using techniques that were cutting edge at the time.
Wow.
They had to blast through solid rock, often in treacherous conditions.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
So while we're enjoying the views and the ride,
Right.
we're also cycling through a piece of history.
Yes.
Okay, let's shift gears for a moment. You mentioned earlier that the best time to ride the OCBR is September for good weather and fewer crowds.
Right.
But what about the whales?
Oh, the whales.
When's the best time to catch a glimpse of those majestic creatures?
You're in luck because September is also a great time for whale watching.
Oh, perfect.
The gray whales migrate south along the Oregon coast from September to December, so you have a good chance of spotting them from the shore or even from your bike if you're riding along the cliffs.
Really?
Keep an eye out for those telltale spouts of water.
That's incredible. Whale sightings and fewer crowds.
Yeah.
September is sounding better and better. But let's say I'm planning a multi-day e-bike trip on the OCBR.
Yeah.
What are my options for accommodation?
Okay.
You mentioned those hiker-biker campsites, which sound great for a budget-friendly adventure.
Yes, the hiker-biker campsites are a great option if you want to immerse yourself in nature and save some money. They're typically first-come, first-served, so it's a good idea to arrive early, especially during peak season.
Good to know. But what if I'm craving a hot shower and a comfy bed after a long day of riding?
No problem. You'll find a variety of options in the coastal towns along the route.
Okay.
There are charming bed and breakfasts, cozy motels, and even some upscale hotels if you're looking for a bit of luxury.
Fancy.
And let's not forget those delicious seafood restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh crab, oyster, salmon, your taste buds will be thanking you.
This is starting to sound like the ultimate coastal getaway.
It is.
Adventure, history, wildlife, delicious food. What more could you ask for?
Well, how about a cold craft beer to top it all off?
Oh, there it is.
I told you about those breweries dotted along the OCBR.
Yes, you did.
Did I mention that many of them offer bike racks and outdoor patios, perfect for relaxing after a ride?
Okay, you're definitely speaking my language now. But let's get back to the practicalities of this e-biking adventure.
Okay.
We've talked about the challenges, the hills, the tunnels, the traffic. What about those epic ocean views?
Oh, yeah.
Can you describe those in more detail?
Imagine this. You're cycling along a winding coastal road.
Okay.
The scent of salty air filling your lungs, and then the landscape opens up before you through.
Wow.
It's like the world is revealing a hidden treasure.
I love that.
The vast expanse of the Pacific Ocean stretches out to the horizon, waves crashing against the rocky cliffs, seagulls soaring overhead.
You're really painting a vivid picture.
It is.
It makes me want to experience it for myself.
It's truly breathtaking, and the best part is the views are constantly changing as you ride.
Oh, wow.
You'll see rugged headlands, secluded coves, sandy beaches, and even forests cascading down to the shore.
And I'm guessing those scenic overlooks you mentioned offer some pretty spectacular vantage points.
Oh, absolutely. These overlooks are strategically placed along the road, often at the top of those challenging hills, offering panoramic views that will leave you speechless.
Wow.
It's the perfect reward for all that pedaling.
I can almost hear those waves crashing now. It sounds incredibly peaceful and exhilarating at the same time.
Yep, it really is. And speaking of exhilaration, we've been focusing on the South Coast so far, but the northern section of the Oregon Coast bike route has its own unique charm and adventure.
Oh, that's right. We haven't even touched on the North Coast yet.
Yeah.
What are some of the highlights up there?
Well, you've got Fort Stevens State Park, which we mentioned earlier.
Right.
Besides the historical bunkers and cannons, there are miles of biking trails through forests and along the Columbia River.
So you can get your dose of history and nature all in one place.
Exactly. And just south of Fort Stevens, you'll find the iconic Haystack Rock in Cannon Beach.
Oh, yeah. Haystack Rock.
It's a massive sea stack rising over 235 feet from the ocean. A haven for seabirds and a sight you won't forget.
Haystack Rock is definitely on my bucket list. What else should we know about the North Coast section?
Well, there's Ecola State Park just south of Cannon Beach. It offers stunning views of the coastline, with trails winding through old-growth forests and along dramatic cliffs.
Okay, I'm already picturing those Instagram-worthy shots.
And if you're looking for a unique experience, check out Hug Point State Recreation Site just south of Cannon Beach.
Okay.
At low tide, you can explore sea caves and even see a waterfall cascading onto the beach.
Oh, wait, a waterfall on the beach?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Oh.
I had no idea you could find something like that on the Oregon coast.
It's one of those hidden gems that make the OCBR so special.
Right.
And of course, the North Coast also boasts several lighthouses, including the Tillamook Rock Lighthouse we talked about earlier, and the Cape Mears Lighthouse, known for its picturesque setting, and the nearby Octopus Tree.
The octopus tree, what's that?
It's a massive Sitka spruce tree with branches that resemble octopus arms.
What?
It's a popular stop along the route, and it's a great example of the unique and sometimes quirky sights you'll encounter on the OCBR.
I love it. So we've got history, beaches, lighthouses, waterfalls, and even a tree that looks like an octopus.
Yeah.
The North Coast sounds pretty amazing.
It is.
But I'm curious about the practicality of e-biking up there.
Okay.
Is it similar to the South Coast in terms of trails and roads?
You'll find a similar mix of dedicated bike paths, shoulders, and shared roadways. However, like the South Coast, there are sections where you'll need to be extra cautious, especially on those narrow bridges and through tunnels.
Right. Those tunnels, always good to be prepared for those. Speaking of preparation, we haven't talked much about what to pack for an e-biking adventure on the OCBR.
That's a great point. Besides the obvious essentials like water snacks and a first aid kit.
Right.
There are a few things specific to e-biking and the Oregon coast that you'll want to consider.
Right. Let's hear those essential packing tips.
First and foremost, a good rain jacket and pants are a must.
Okay.
The Oregon coast is known for its unpredictable weather.
Of course.
And you don't want to get caught in a downpour without proper gear.
Good call. I've heard those coastal storms can be pretty intense.
They can be. Layering is also key. Temperatures can fluctuate throughout the day, so having layers that you can easily add or remove will keep you comfortable.
Makes sense. What about e-bike specific gear?
Well, make sure you have a reliable bike lock. You'll want to secure your e-bike whenever you stop, whether it's for a snack break or to explore a point of interest.
Safety first. What about tools and repairs?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be stranded miles from civilization with a flat tire.
Definitely pack a basic bike repair kit with tire levers, a patch kit, and a multi-tool. You never know when you might need to make a quick fix on the road.
That's a great tip. I'm guessing a good map or navigation app is essential too, especially if you're venturing off the main route.
Absolutely. The Oregon Department of Transportation has excellent maps and resources for the OCBR, both online and at local bike shops. And there are several smartphone apps that allow you to download maps for offline use, which is handy if you're in an area with spotty cell service.
So even if you're exploring those hidden gems off the beaten path, you won't get lost.
Exactly. And speaking of hidden gems, let's talk about some of the lesser known spots along the OCBR that are worth checking out.
All right. I'm ready for more hidden gems. Spill the beans.
Well, just south of Yachats, you'll find the Cape Perpetua Scenic Area. It's home to the highest viewpoint on the Oregon coast, offering panoramic views that are simply breathtaking.
Okay. That sounds pretty amazing. Anything else?
If you're a history buff, check out the Heseta Head Lighthouse just north of Florence. It's one of the most photographed lighthouses on the coast, and it's known for its picturesque setting and the nearby keeper's house, which has been converted into a charming bed and breakfast.
Lighthouse bed and breakfast. Now, that's something I'd love to experience.
And if you're looking for a secluded beachhead to Short Sand Beach just south of Manzanita, it's a beautiful sheltered cove surrounded by towering cliffs, perfect for a picnic or a relaxing stroll.
This is making me want to pack my bags and head to the Oregon coast right now.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with our virtual adventure, maybe we should take a break and let our listeners process all this amazing information.
Sounds like a good plan. We'll be back soon with more insights and inspiration for your next e-bike adventure on the Oregon Coast Bike Route.
All right. Welcome back to our final segment on the Oregon Coast Bike Route. It's been quite a journey so far.
Yeah, I feel like we've just scratched the surface. There's so much to explore.
Definitely. We've talked about the stunning scenery, the challenging hills, the historic lighthouses, but you know, there's one aspect we haven't really explored fully.
Oh, okay. What's that?
The mental side of e-biking.
Ah.
I imagine cycling 370 miles, even with an e-bike, requires a certain level of mental fortitude.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just about pedaling. It's about pacing yourself, staying motivated, and overcoming those moments of doubt that inevitably creep in during a long ride.
That's a great point. So how do you mentally prepare for a challenge like the OCBR?
For me, it's about setting realistic goals, breaking the route down into manageable chunks, celebrating those small victories along the way.
That makes a lot of sense, focusing on the journey, not just the destination.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of positive self-talk. You know, when you hit those challenging hills or face a headwind, it's easy to get discouraged.
Yeah, for sure.
But reminding yourself why you're doing this, the beauty you're experiencing, the challenge you're overcoming, can make all the difference.
It's like a mental training ground, building resilience, not just for cycling, but for life in general.
You got it. And let's not forget the meditative aspect of cycling, the rhythmic motion of pedaling, the fresh air, the sounds of nature. It can be incredibly calming and grounding.
It sounds like the perfect antidote to our busy, tech-filled lives.
Mm.
Speaking of tech, we've talked about the benefits of e-bikes for tackling those hills. Are there any other advantages to choosing an e-bike for the OCBR?
Well, an e-bike allows you to cover more ground, which is great for a route as expensive as the OCBR. You can explore those side trips, venture off the main route, and discover those hidden gems we talked about without worrying about exhausting yourself.
So more exploring, less fatigue. I like it.
And don't forget about the extra cargo capacity with an e-bike. You can carry more gear, whether it's camping equipment, photography gear, or those picnic supplies for those scenic overlooks.
It's like having your own personal support vehicle without the hassle. Okay, let's talk about something that's been on my mind throughout this whole discussion. The people.
Oh, the people.
You mentioned the welcoming atmosphere of the coastal towns, but what about the cyclists themselves? What's the vibe like on the OCBR?
You know, one of the most rewarding aspects of cycling the OCBR is the sense of community you encounter along the way. You'll meet people from all walks of life sharing a passion for adventure. And the outdoors, there's a camaraderie, a shared understanding of the challenges and rewards of this journey.
It's like a tribe of like-minded souls united by a love of cycling in the Oregon coast.
Exactly. And the locals are incredibly supportive of cyclists. You'll find bike shops willing to go the extra mile to help you out, restaurants with bike racks and friendly service, and people genuinely interested in your stories from the road.
It sounds like the perfect blend of personal challenge and human connection. Well, folks, I think we've thoroughly explored the Oregon Coast bike route, from the practicalities of planning to the transformative power of the experience.
We've covered the highlights, the challenges, and the hidden gems all through the lens of e-biking.
And I have to say, I'm feeling incredibly inspired to embark on my own e-biking adventure on the OCBR. What about you?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely moved up on my list.
Awesome. Well, as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. Whether you're a seasoned cyclist or just starting out, consider adding the Oregon Coast bike route to your bucket list.
Yeah. Embrace the challenge, savor the scenery, and connect with the people you meet along the way.
And who knows, maybe we'll cross paths on the OCBR someday, sharing stories and enjoying those breathtaking ocean views. Until then, happy trails.
Happy trails.